I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thank God, because, boy, we cannot get to the weekend. I need to sleep more. You know, things just aren't happening. Nothing happens when you're asleep.
Last night was the first night I slept all week.
Oh, I'm glad incredible. You got a good night.
Oh, so necessary, and I couldn't go another minute.
No, you gotta sleep.
I hadn't slept, and I finally found my... Actually,
what time did you get in bed?
When I got home from surf yesterday, I took over with the kid.
Yeah.
And we did some things, and then I was like, all right, it's nap time. I'll lay down with you. And then I started to fall asleep there and didn't want to.
Right.
On the floor of her room at 3 in the afternoon.
Right.
So I'm like fighting this thing, I finally went, you're on your own, kid. I got to get up. And I just left. I was going to fall asleep and probably sleep for 6 hours.
So what time did you get in bed?
I got in bed at 8:30 last night and slept till 5.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
That is solid.
I hadn't slept all week.
Yeah.
Did Christina crawl in with you too? Or
I was in way before her, thankfully. So I don't know
when she came in.
But we had busy days. It was interesting that like when I got out of the ocean and the text that I'd gotten from you guys, obviously you were home and watching what was happening. But even when I got home, I didn't get to sit down and watch. I really was busy, so I could only catch up in between things.
And I actually thought about that too, like, you know, anybody who was at work yesterday or who didn't, I mean, this happened middle of the day. Like, I would say
in
Washington DC yesterday at the state capitol at about noon their time, President Trump held this rally that he's been talking about for a month, where he basically incited an insurrection. I mean, it was stunning to watch this thing happen. And I spent all day in front of CNN and various news outlets yesterday. So I was freaking out. And I know that anybody who watched it, you almost couldn't watch it without going, oh, my God, what is going to happen? By the time it became later in the afternoon, our time here, you did have a sense that, okay, there does seem to now be some police presence. There does seem to be someone trying to do something about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the stunning thing, was that this was all happening and there didn't seem to be...
They were overpowered. They were just running away because...
Right. They were sort of standing off on the side.
We have the resources to have put them in place.
Oh, there's no question.
This was allowed to happen.
Agreed.
And plenty of people online have pointed out that there was a much bigger police presence during the Black Lives Matter protests. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
in
they were ready for that if it turned bad.
Like,
no, this was
whole
directed.
Duck Dynasty attempted overthrow thing that we watched. the bearded loons.
Yeah,
and
classy
and
people double birding the CNN cameras. I was like, wow, that's who I want running the place.
I never heard so many cuss words on the air.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that.
They were sliding straight through.
Tons of it.
Middle fingers.
But the pictures were clear.
The Duck Dynasty takeover. Oh my god, that's so perfect.
So that's interesting, and I'm curious how those stories they'll come out over the next day or two. But someone said, "No, we don't need any help over here."
I think someone said ahead of time, you
stay
know,
home.
Right. We need to disrupt what's happening with the certification of the election.
Right.
I wonder who that could have been. It's really strange. But it was frighteningly uncontested what happened yesterday.
I think the reason why I was just freaked out is because I remember like little Nicole in eighth grade going on the field trip over doing the Washington, D.C. trip with my whole eighth grade class.
Yeah.
And you see snipers and everything and you get used to it after a while, but I'm like, where are they?
Right.
When I was in eighth
grade. There's a presence there. People can't just walk into the state capitol. Yeah. They can't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean, we had to wait for our turn and we had to all get in the line. It was a process. Even we went everywhere. Even at Arlington Cemetery, there's still that presence.
Yeah.
So it was just
so
crazy.
It's hard to believe, and I have to think, you know, that was to me that it's terrifying to think that this is what the world was seeing and that people who hate America went, wow, that looks pretty easy. You know, like when they have to escort the entire Congress out and hide them. Okay, let's not go down this rabbit hole. Because honestly, I could. I'm super fragile today. There's no question. And so, I mean, getting back to it, Vinny, as you said, you know, you went surfing. You were sort of having a normal day. You get some texts, but then you still get duties at home. I didn't get to indulge. Right.
Unless you
had the middle of the day yesterday free to sort of consume this, I actually feel like you're lucky because there was a full hour there where I think I Googled, how do I move to Canada?
Jesus.
You know, what's going to happen? I mean, that was a tough watch. So by the time late afternoon rolled around, I definitely started to feel like, okay, this is under control. Sarah, calm your ass down, you know, that kind of thing. I wanted to read this from longtime listener Maria in Napa. You know, she has long been our Big Brother and Survivor correspondent, and she wrote, "My radio friends, you've been with me and your many listeners through so much. I know I'm not the only one who has memories of you wrapped around important days in our lives, both good and bad. My strongest memory is that you told me about the first plane on 9/11, and I listened to you as long as you were on while watching the horror on TV. I followed the story on Capitol Hill throughout today and thought I was taking it all in just fine. Then this evening, I was catching up on For Life, which she's saying is a great show, highly recommends it, and a fight broke out in the prison." So I've never even heard of the show. Have you guys?
I haven't.
Well, it sounded like a marriage show, but now it sounds like a prison show.
Yes, For Life, that kind of thing.
The parallels, yikes.
Right. So a fight breaks out in the prison. I've seen that and worse on TV before, but tonight I burst into tears watching them fight. I know it was just a release from the day's stress and anxiety. Tomorrow morning, I'll be listening to hear your thoughts and feelings about the chaos today because hearing you talk about it helps. I look forward to a change coming, but I believe it's going to take a very long time for America to find any kind of real peace again, and that breaks my heart. OFOC for all of America. Love you guys, Maria.
50 Cent is in that show.
50 Cent is in For Life?
Yeah.
50. Yeah.
50.
It's about an imprisoned man who becomes a lawyer trying to overturn life sentences for other inmates. Oh. People who were prosecuted. So,
All right.
It's on ABC.
On what?
ABC. I never heard of it.
Regular broadcast television, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Oh. I didn't even know that happened anymore.
Both of you two sounded so shocked.
Didn't really know it was possible.
What? A show on TV? That I didn't have to log into some app to get to?
I know. So
amazing.
Weird now. So weird.
I know. That is the world. You know, a lot of I think what the problem is, as I'm reading, you know, all the crap coming our way this morning, you know, social media and our news feeds that we get that clearly give us what we need. That's part of the problem. I wish there was some central place where people could get the old fashioned news, which is just the facts, just exactly what happened. Here's what happened. And let everybody take their spin on it elsewhere. But that we could all go to a central place where
that's not Facebook.
It isn't, turns out. Yeah, I know. Weird, right?
That's you know, what's strange. Interesting is it used to be the TV news, you know, the main networks found themselves as the country's greatest source of the, you know, the evening news. And most of our parents, my dad, probably your dad, maybe both our moms as well. But either way, There was that, you know, evening news.
The 6 o'clock news.
Everyone sat down or the, you know, and caught the news of the day from someone that they trusted. As that changed and became more, I don't know, watered down, what these other networks that came out on, I think CNN was one of the first, right?
Absolutely.
They were supposed to be the place where you got all news and a really in-depth, detailed look at stuff. And even those have now become either partisan or infotainment.
Absolutely.
And so now you're right. We don't have... I think KCBS does a great job.
They do.
You know, radio in general, just news. But even then, you still get traffic right in the middle of whatever it is happening in the world. So
yep. it's just the business of business
has to continue despite...
Right. Well, there's competition in between all these all news. You know, a 24-hour news cycle on a day where nothing's happening, a lot of editorializing happens. And these are opinion pieces. You know, calling it news is actually a misnomer because it's opinion. And you're absolutely right. Every single one of these major 24-hour news outlets is partisan. They just are.
It's become slanted, right?
Absolutely. There just doesn't seem to be a place where you can just get the facts of something without somebody's opinion, you know, or some round table discussing it. It's just, it's frightening. And
the newspaper does a decent job.
They do.
And journalists are still out there trying to report, and that's important.
Right. The problem is that sometimes there is editorializing that happens there too, and it doesn't, you know, people call it news when opinion isn't news. So you got to be careful of where you're seeing your slants. That's why I think a wide variety of sources is really the only way to go. And what's coming to you on your newsfeed on a place like Facebook is curated to you. We have found that out. That is fact. You're seeing what you want to see and you're seeing things that support your way of feeling.
You know, right before we move on, let me just say there was a second yesterday where I had a minute, and it was later in the day for sure, probably closer to dinner time. And I had a second and I went, I'm going to do it. I'm going to click on Instagram or I'm going to click on Facebook. And interestingly enough, it wasn't overflowing, or at least my feed wasn't. There were a few, and I thought they were actually well done. Statue of Liberty crying memes, you know, like this is what's happened. But I didn't see as much of the, you'd think the whole thing would have been filled up.
Right.
From the whole day of nonsense. So I don't know. It doesn't seem at that point by dinner time, it hadn't penetrated social media the way I expected it would have.
People have their days, you know. So I think that because my day often involves me watching some TV in the middle of the day, I was all over it. And I know Nicole and I sat there. We actually sort of agreed to get off of it for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to stop watching this.
The news?
Yeah, the news.
And I thought as the day wound down and I was so upset about the whole thing, I thought people have days. Vinny had a day. People work all day. People have things to do during the day, and not everyone is sitting in front of their TV. And what they're seeing when they come home to dinner is sort of a roundup of what happened that day. And honestly, you know, if you didn't watch it actually unfolding and watch, you know, these just images of people breaking windows and crawling through and armed freaking standoffs at the door to the chamber. Like,
yeah, that was intense.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
But, like, I didn't really go on social media too much yesterday.
I didn't go on at all.
I was expecting that. But like Vinny said, it wasn't, my feed wasn't, what it was a lot of memes of National Treasure, the movie from Nicolas Cage.
About
stealing the Declaration of Independence.
Oh my God.
I didn't see that one.
Some of them are really funny. I'm like, I don't know if I should be laughing this hard at this. But, you know, the whole movie was like, when you watch it, you're like, that's never going to happen. And then you watch the events from today. It's like, well, maybe that can happen. And so the memes of that was actually kind of made me feel better.
I actually felt like Biden gave a speech yesterday in the middle of all this chaos and before the actual president had said anything, which when he did say something, he basically said, your election was stolen from you please mm-hmm. leave the Capitol.
I love you.
You've been wronged. Leave, you know, please leave.
I love you.
I love you. You're great people. I mean, honestly, he said that. Mm-hmm. In the midst of the whole thing, Biden gave a speech and he said, do you have a little bit of that? I don't know.
I do. I cut it short. I mean, okay. It was like, I think it was a lot longer. So I made it about a minute and some change.
All right. Let's hear that. And we'll
this
be
is
done.
Not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now. I call on this mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward, to storm the Capitol, to smash windows, to occupy offices, the floor of the United States Senate, rummaging through desks, threatening the safety of duly elected officials. It's not protest. It's insurrection. Like so many other Americans, I am genuinely shocked and saddened that our nation, so long the beacon of light and hope for democracy, has come to such a dark moment. Through war and strife, America's endured much, and we will endure here, and we will prevail again, and we'll prevail now. The words of a president matter, no matter how good or bad that president is. At their best, the words of a president can inspire. At their worst, they can incite. And therefore, I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution, and demand an end to this siege. President Trump, step up. May God bless America. May God protect our troops and all those folks at the Capitol who are trying to preserve order. Thank you, and I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.